This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Internet Monopoly Walls Are Going to Tumble. The Acorn Canada staff training and in the management meeting in Montreal, we spent a lot of time assessing and strategizing about our next steps on our Digital Access to Opportunities campaign, which, plainly stated, continues to be our effort to build bridges for lower-income families across the digital divide. In Canada, the companies are even more closely held monopoly concerns with the big three, TELUS, Canada, Bell, and Rogers, than are found even in the U.S., although Comcast, with its proposed merger of Time Warner, clearly has its heart set on going the same way. Despite some steps to accommodate us with a $10 per month plan in public housing in Toronto, Rogers has not moved past that opening round, and what they delivered has been less than promised. TELUS, in a meeting in Vancouver, has told us that they were moving our way, but then have not gotten back to us. And Bell continues to be unabashedly arrogant and impervious to our concerns, having adopted what can only be seen as a Comcast head in the sand, make me do it schoolyard bully approach to this problem, hoping it will disappear into the Ethernet or something. Not clear what tea leaves these lobbyists are telling them to read, but they've got trouble on the horizon. The regulators in Canada are preparing for a hearing this winter on declaring the internet a public utility. And the same thing has been promised by the U.S. Acorn is committed to participating in these hearings in Ottawa, but we're convinced the court of public opinion is where we will finally be able to be heard. They may have invested in some infrastructure, but surveys of our members and others reveal that people hate their cable and internet companies the way they once hated the local tax man. Furthermore, these brands are ubiquitous, and their tentacles stretch everywhere from their ownership to sports teams in Toronto to the bicycle sharing program in Montreal. That's a wide butt ready for kicking. We're convinced that to get them finally to take seriously the desperation of lower-income families to have access to opportunities, we're going to have to go big, go broad, and be as ubiquitous as they are. Enough said for now. Meanwhile, the often clueless former industry lobbyist heading the FCC must have startled the big boys of the industry in the financial papers the other day by pretty graphically drawing a picture of all the internet companies being emperors with no clothes on. He simply stated the obvious without stating the obvious. He said there's little or no competition in most markets, so that internet service costs too much and changing from one operator to another is prohibitively expensive. All of which is another way of saying that the companies are anti-competitive and operating, I guess, like Canadians, or what we used to call monopolies. Chairman Wheeler claimed 80% of Americans have access to high-speed internet at 25 megabits per second, though he didn't say at what price. But if he's going to acknowledge, as his statement indicated, that the FCC planned to promote more choices and protect competition because a lack of adequate consumer choice inhibits innovation, investment, and economic benefits, it's hard to believe that they can't get the message. For a change, it was even an indirect shot across Comcast bow, since they claim they are not a monopoly through their purchase of Time Warner, that they don't often compete in the same markets. Someone seems to have given Wheeler the memo that they are in different markets because they don't compete. And you can't claim you are regulating them to assure competition when they are silently colluding to keep customers captive and control separate geographies. Okay, maybe I'm dreaming about the FCC being something other than chattel for the companies, but maybe when they see what we have in store for the companies in Canada, some of the chill will blow down from the north to cool down some of the imperial monopoly dreams that are widening the digital divide. Here's hoping. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.